Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And that's 464-8295 or 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But please hold your calls. We have with us on the line today, back from Annapolis, Maryland, Mike Perutka is a personal friend and a gentleman who has helped us here at Radio Liberty. If I was to ask people in the audience, what is the function of government? What would you say? What's the function of our government? The function of our government, according to the Declaration of Independence, is to protect our God-given rights. That's what it says in the Declaration of Independence. And so governments are instituted among men to protect these rights, deriving their authority from the consent of the governed. Well, most people don't understand either the Declaration or the Constitution, and because they've been dumbed down intensely, there's been an organized effort for many years not to teach our children about our Constitution, why America is a greater country than any other, and certainly not to understand that the whole concept of our centralized authority was to limit the power of the federal government so it could never become tyrannical and be used to oppress our people. And the whole idea of the First Amendment was a restriction on what Congress could do. The Tenth Amendment was a restriction on what Congress could do. And the whole idea was checks and balances with not only within the structure of government, but within the relationship between the federal government and the states and the local communities, as was to diffuse power, because our founding fathers knew, as Lord Acton had said, that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Well, how are we going to reinstitute these ideas across America? Somebody who is doing something about it is our guest today, Mike Perutka, who has established the Institute on the Constitution. Mike, thank you so much for being with us today.
Stan, good afternoon, and it's an honor to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you actually got started how many years ago putting together these programs that people can use in their homes and their churches to begin to reinstill in the American people an understanding and appreciation, a love of this concept of freedom under God?
Well, we started some time ago. Thank you very much. We started, the idea started germinating, maybe 6 years ago or so. We kind of went online with it really at the turn of the millennium, right at the beginning of 2000. We started with some classes here locally in Annapolis, and we had just brought some of our colleagues and other parents of children we knew and people in our church, etc., to come together to start to discuss how America was founded and how Americans can think in an American way. And and I'm sure your listeners know that we have gotten to a point in America where we don't think like Americans anymore, so we need to get back to that. And that's really what Institute on the Constitution is all about, to kind of rediscover our heritage and our history and the way Americans think. You just described at the top of the program, Dr. Stan, an American understanding of the purpose of government, didn't you?
Right.
That's an American understanding, that government is instituted among men and derives their just powers from the consent of the governed. And the very first presupposition of American government is that there's a creator God. And yet, what do we teach all our children in schools today?
Well, that's why we're in so much trouble. Just take on with that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Mike Perutka from the Institute on the Constitution. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Our special guest today is Mike Perutka. He and his brother have organized the Institute on the Constitution that provides kits for people all across America and the leadership and the instruction on how to teach others about the most carefully kept secret in this country, and that is that we were founded by Christians as a Christian nation and that our freedoms come from God, different than any other country in the world. Mike, you were beginning to tell us how you got started about the turn of the century, with the beginning of the year 2000, going online, talking about this?
Yes, sir, we did, and we didn't really know how successful it would be. We just felt the need and the conviction that this was, this being an American understanding of law and government, this was being lost and had been mostly lost in America. I heard today, Dr. Stan, the idea of the allusion to a cartoon character. You know when a cartoon character runs off a cliff and then... And then frequently in the cartoon, there's a suspension in midair while maybe the character does a double take or something before it actually falls. Well, America, for many years, when we've taken God out of the culture, and as we see these efforts to take the foundations of American law and government out of the structure, we've kind of hung there in in suspension a little while, because we had the remnant of an understanding. But now I really think we're starting to fall. And we need, before we lose sight of the cliff there, we need to be pulled back. We need to pull ourselves back on a footing. And that footing and that foundation for American law and government is the Constitution of the United States as the supreme law of the land, and an understanding of the principles, biblical principles for the most part, that underlie and undergird that Constitution. You know, we were talking a minute ago about the Declaration of Independence, Dr. Stan, and I said that the first presupposition involved there in the Declaration of Independence is that there is a Creator God. We say we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. We don't say that they are evolved equal, that they came from some primordial green ooze or something, and then your granddaddy was a fish and your daddy was a monkey. That is what we are teaching our children in schools today. In American schools, American taxpayer money is used to teach American children something that's absolutely antithetical.
Hold that thought, Mike. We're going to have to go to a break here. Okay, fine. Dr. Stan back here, I guess, is Mike Perutka. Mike, go ahead and pick up your thought there.
Okay, I get a little wordy sometimes, don't I? But
no, you're doing fine.
What I was trying to describe was that we have a situation where America is teaching its children an understanding that's a way of governing themselves and a way of governing the country that's actually anti-American, because an American understanding is that there is a Creator God. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, not evolved equal, that are created equal. But yet, what are we teaching all the school children of America with American dollars in American classrooms? We're teaching American children something that's very un-American.
Well, I think that the people don't understand that freedom and religion are inseparable. I mean, we acknowledge in the founding documents that freedom comes from God. But if you can, freedom and religion are inseparable. If you destroy religious belief, why you destroy freedom. And this is really what it's all about. That's why the people, the wicked people, took over our educational system, insist we never mention God in school. There was no wall of separation between church and state. It was created. But then, of course, we teach them only evolution. And by teaching them evolution, obviously, if evolution is true, then the Bible is a lie. And if the Bible is a lie, then how can we possibly believe in God or believe what our parents tell us, believe what our ministers tell us? And once you, of course, destroy that belief in a supreme being and an ultimate authority, in absolute truth, which is based upon God's truth, then, of course, you destroy the very foundation that once made America the envy of the entire world.
Sure, and this juxtaposition is set up, Dr. Stan, in order to get this lie across, because it's a very big lie, and it's very, very well-funded. It's a well-funded lie, as we know. And in order to get this lie across, we set up this contrast between religion and science, between, for example, the Bible and science, that puts them on opposite sides of the discussion. And the idea that this evolutionary doctrine is scientific is an absolute joke. And everybody that's done any real research into evolution and any real reading, even the people who promote it in some of the institutions, they know it's a lie, but they are subject to losing their government grants if they depart from the lie. So we have this situation where evolution is touted as scientific, except, you know, what is science? Science is something that's verifiable, it's repeatable, it's what's the third thing?
It's observable. You can observe
observable,
it you, and reproduce it, right?
Sure. And those are the three hallmarks. Well, nobody can reproduce or observe the Big Bang, and yet we take it as given because so many men and so many hatchet men, if you will, for the status quo just keep repeating that's scientific, and it's not scientific at all. And there's some people like James Perloff who wrote Tornado in a Junkyard. There's people like Philip Johnson who have written wonderful books, Darwin's I'm trying to remember the name of Johnson's book, but he's featured in World Magazine this week. Some of his work that just blows away this understanding. Now, what does this have to do with American government? Well, see, it's foundational to understand American government, to understand that there is a creator God and rights come from him. And if you don't understand that rights come from God, if you think they come from the government, then the government, of course, can take them away. And that's not an American understanding. It's not a biblical understanding. It's frankly, you and I know, it's a Marxist understanding. It's a socialist understanding.
But I think the important thing is the realization that the founding fathers of this country stated that our freedoms came from God and that our country was made for a moral and religious people. Our form of government with limitations placed on authority wouldn't work for anybody else. And this was well known in this country until 50 years ago. And then 50 years ago, they began to erode that understanding. They took over the educational system. They dumbed down our people. And then they began, of course, to redefine what the Constitution says. And you look at the modern-day textbooks used in school, and they will tell you, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men were created, dot, 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 with certain unalienable rights.
Right.
And they delete that part about and endowed by their creator, because to acknowledge a creator means to acknowledge God. And the whole thrust of modern-day education is to dumb people down so they will be willing to accept an authoritarian society, an authoritarian government, and the United Nations Declaration of Human of Standards. And really, it's all about a new world order and a new world religion. And we'll never be able to save this country until we understand the foundations of our freedom. And the tragedy is many of our ministers don't know that, because they've been teaching false doctrine and the false gospel in many of our, and false history in many of our seminaries. And that's why what you have done with the Institute of the Constitution is so important. So can you explain to our listeners what the Institute of the Constitution is and why everybody out there in the listening audience should consider getting one for Christmas, not only for their friends, but really for themselves to understand, and then so they can share that knowledge with others?
Sure, I thank you. The Institute on the Constitution, Dr. Stan and listeners, is a program of instruction that's designed to give you this basic understanding of how of American history and American jurisprudence and an American understanding of the form and structure of government, where our rights come from, how we can understand them, and how we can protect them and enforce them and secure them. So it's really, in one sense, a history lesson, and in another sense, it's an American government lesson. You and I might have used to call this civics before the dumbing down process that you describe, and now it's referred more to as social studies in schools, and it's not an American study at all. So this is how to understand American law and government, and what and the implications of what that means in America today. It's a 12 it's not therapy. I was about to say it's a 12-step program. It's a series of 12 half-hour lectures presented by Dr. John Eidsmo, who was a professor of constitutional law at Faulkner University. And Dr. Eidsmo traces you through a biblical understanding of law and government, that is to say an American understanding. And then we talk about the settlement of America, some historical notes that are very important to understand about why this country was settled. Talk about the religious beliefs of the Founding Fathers, the philosophical beliefs of the Founding Fathers, so that we can understand their intent, what they were trying to accomplish. And then we actually get into the Constitution itself, Dr. Stan, and we actually go clause by clause, item by item, so that we can know what the supreme law of our land is. Because if you don't know that, then you don't have a place to stand when those rights are usurped or when that form of government is perverted. So we take you through the Constitution, and then we talk about some very important issues in America today, and some very important myths, by the way, some big lies. Like, we talk about the myth of evolutionary thinking. We talk about the myth of separation of church and state and what a proper understanding of that term really means. So this is a program of instruction that, along with the materials that we send, it's a kit that we can provide. You can learn about how you can get this kit by going to iotconline.com, and I'll repeat that, it's iotconline.com, or you can call us at 760-9068, that's 410-760-9068, and we will help you get these materials. They're not very expensive, and they're designed in a way that you can learn this information yourself and teach it to others. It's really called a host lecture kit. We want you not only to learn the information yourself, but to share it with your church, with your community organization, with your family, with your neighbors. So, and it's designed to make it easy to do that. We've worked very hard to try to make that easy for you to do. And people say to me all the time, well, what if a question comes up that I don't know the answer to? Well, that's what the website's for. You can go to the website and post your question and get some help from us here or from people all across the country who are doing the same study. So it's an opportunity to become an American, if you will.
And really, I think it's so important. I'll never forget when I got started some 42 years ago in this whole study of our form of government. And the idea that America wasn't a democracy. I mean, everybody knows America is a democracy. How could it not be a democracy? Because I've been taught that in college. I've been taught that in high school. This was all I ever heard. This is all I ever read. And you suddenly come to the realization that somebody or some force is very, very powerful. They've been able to brainwash an entire generation of people not to know the difference between a republic and a democracy, and that democracies always descend into despotism. And that's why our founding fathers created a constitutional republic. All the difference in the world, and you cover that very well in this program, don't you?
Yes, that's another point that we make. Thank you for covering that. The difference between a democracy and a republic is it's a source of authority. In a republic, there's a higher moral law that has to be adhered to. And law is not law unless it conforms and comports with that. But many people, as you say, think that we live in a democracy. You ask the next 100 people out there and ask them what form of government we have, and if they know it all, they'll say democracy, because they've heard that over and over and over again. We are self-consciously, our framers were scared of democracy for very, very good historic reasons, and they self-consciously and purposely made sure that we were not a democracy. Democracy, of course, you know, law and an ultimate law is made by the majority. So that's what we're not.
And if you read, for instance, the 10th of the Federalist Papers, the writings of James Madison, who said, democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention, are incompatible with personal liberty and the rights of private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. We don't teach that anymore. And we don't teach that you'll never read or see the word democracy in any of the official documents of this country other than to decry it. The last thing we wanted was a democracy. How were they able to convince us we were a democracy? Very simply, they came to control what the American people think. We'll be right back here with Mike Perutka and welcome your calls here at Radio Liberty. The Anglo-American establishment gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to
dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who are actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Brigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and most people, a few people, have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Do you ever feel sort of run down that you need more energy? Well, let me tell you about a product. It's called...
Well, I think we'll just skip that product and we'll go to some of the other items we carry here. And really, I want all of our listeners to know about a product that we do carry here at Radio Liberty, and that is called the Miracle 2 soap products, and we think they're great. My wife and I have both used them now for almost a couple of years, and I use the moisturizing soap. And if you ever have scaling skins or elbow, why, this just transforms that. And I had that for 50 years, and suddenly all that scalingness is gone. Certainly the gel, some people say that it's great for acne and it's great for the rashes. Now, we can't make any medical claims. We can only tell you what other people have said and suggest. If you're really interested in trying these products, why, you may find they'll be a big help to you. And there certainly is a moisturizing soap, a regular soap. There is a gel, there's a lotion, and then there's a neutralizer, which people take, and it's a very alkaline solution, heavily mineralized solution. And some people take it for heartburn. They say it claims it helps. Other people take it for lower intestinal tract problems, and they claim that helps. So if you'd like to try the Miracle 2 soap products, give us a call at 1-800-5-448-927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, you can get a special introductory offer. Hopefully, of course, you'll get used to the products and you'll want to use them and get other people to use them as well. And of course, the proceeds go to help us here at Radio Liberty. So that's the Miracle 2 soap products. Call 1-800-5-448-927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then let me mention the Big Berkey products. There's the Big Berkey, and then there's the Berkey Light. The Big Berkey's made out of stainless steel. The Berkey Light's made out of Lexan, so you can see the water level. The Big Berkey has ceramic filters packed with activated charcoal. The Berkey Light has filters. They call them black Berkey filters that do a wonderful job of filtering all the unwanted things out of your water. Now, neither one will actually filter fluoride, but you can get special post filters that will do that job for you. So if you'd like to get a Big Berkey, they're $239.95, but they're not available in California. The Berkey Light is available in California. It's $199.95. And if you'd like to get pictures of them, go to our website at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And if you'd like, of course, to order them, and if you do order them through us, you get a video or four tapes that we produce. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Mike Perutka, and we're talking about the Institute on the Constitution and this idea of learning about our heritage, because if we don't know where we came from, how can we understand where we are or where we're going? And I will tell you that if we don't reclaim our Christian heritage, then freedom as we've known it will cease to exist in America. Well, right now we've got Roger calling in from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Roger, do you have a question?
Please, I would like to ask Mike, would you be pleased to expand, as I think it sounds like you're capable, on the inescapability of this presuppositionalism you referred to, and how that any and all possible law systems are based on those inherently religious presuppositions, and so the only question is by what standard, not whether we're going to have a religious basis for law, and God bless.
All right, fine. Thanks so much, Roger. And I think that what Roger is basically saying is
this idea that there is an authority above the law. In other words, that's the supreme lawgiver, and even the king or the ruler or the president is answerable to that superior authority.
Sure. I think, Roger, and I appreciate his question, I think what he's also asking about and also suggesting is that behind every argument, or actually maybe beneath every argument that's made, is a set of presuppositions. That is to say, when I want to, well, I was trained up as an attorney here in Maryland, went to law school, and we were always taught, Dr. Stan, to argue the evidence back and forth, and argue, you know, you make this point, you argue this evidence, that evidence, and it really wasn't until later in my career, I regret to tell you, that I came to the understanding that the evidence isn't the important thing. What we really need to get clear on are the presuppositions. And behind and beneath every argument, there are a set of presuppositions. And with respect to America, and I think this is maybe where Roger was asking about, with respect to America, there's even a presupposition before the one I mentioned, for example, in the Declaration of Independence. I started by saying that all men are created equal, but the very line that we say we hold these truths to be self-evident. Now, what presupposition is buried in there? The idea, of course, that there is such a thing as truth, and that it exists outside of us, it's objective to us, and we can all see it together and hold it to be self-evident. Now, today, we hear all kinds of different discord about that. We hear that we are, you know, truth is whatever you believe it to be. You know, it's whatever's good for you, what feels good for you. And there's this attempt in the culture to kind of deconstruct the idea of an objective standard. And I appreciate Roger's point, because it's the very first point we need to understand is that there is a truth, and that every legal system, every law system, every form of government does take certain truths and builds on those truths to be their foundation. And in America, we believe, and our founders laid this down very clearly for us, that certain truths were self-evident. The very first one was that there is a creator God, and that rights come from him, and that the purpose of government is to protect those rights. That is a concept, that's an understanding. Those presuppositions have largely eroded today, because eroded out of people's minds. They haven't eroded at all, but we've been kind of dumbed out of them. And I was reading just during your break, Dr. Stan, from David Barton's book, Original Intent, and I was paging through a little bit while I was waiting to talk to you. And there's a section here on revisionism, and I guess you could consider Institute on the Constitution and what we do as an anti-revisionism attempt at American history, an unrevised American history. Because he says here, the courts are not the only force reshaping American culture. A second major influence, this is Barton saying, is revisionists. This group promulgates a message of radical, moral, and social change through its use of what he calls historical revisionism, a process by which historical fact is intentionally ignored, distorted, or misportrayed in order to maneuver public opinion toward a specific political agenda or philosophy. And he gives some examples of that, including ignoring those aspects of American heritage which they deem to be politically incorrect, and overemphasizing those portions which they find acceptable. And you just talked about that in certain textbooks, where they'll leave out references to the Creator, won't they?
And this is the problem that we're in today. There is not, what is happening is not accidental. There really is an organized, orchestrated effort to change America, and not for the better. And once we lose the religious foundation of America, then, of course, we will be no different than any other country in the world. So we're going to be back here in just a few moments with our special guest, Mr. Mike Perucca from the Institute on the Constitution. And we welcome your calls at 464-8295 or out across here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or
tape set, Genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan, who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America, the fact that too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer, because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview, and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Richard Day was actually the medical director of Planned Parenthood. But we put together a four-tape set on this, and the four-tape set, three interviews by Randy Engel, one interview I did, and then we have a transcript of the entire talk. I tracked down Dr. Dinigan because I wanted to know if this was really accurate, and after talking to him, he was a pediatrician up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I was convinced that he was telling the truth, and this is an incredible insight into the wicked people who work behind the scenes to change America, ready to control the world. And as you listen to what he was saying back in 1969 about how we're going to pay athletes ridiculous sums of money, but of course that's going to attract people into athletics rather than to do really productive things that would make a better society, how we're going to make better Japanese cars so that people won't buy American cars as much, how we're going to create new diseases, how we're going to, of course, to withhold treatments for cancer, you really ought to get this new four-tape set. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians. It comes with a complete transcript. We recommend this to you, The New Order of the Barbarians. You get it by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then to understand what is happening in our churches today and why some people are convinced that the seeker-friendly churches and the church growth movement is going to create a great apostasy in America, you need to get the new video called Diaprax. That's Diaprax. And you may think it's a great program, but I just ask you to look at the other side, to hear our four-tape set on the apostate church, to watch this two-hour video called Diaprax, and then decide for yourself. Because if what I say is wrong, you have nothing to worry about. If what I say is right, why millions of American souls are going to be lost for eternity. So get the video at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and let me give that address again. It's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-544-8927. And I want to mention another new video we have. It's called Megiddo, The Road to Armageddon. And it's Megiddo, The Road to Armageddon, March to Armageddon, that is. And you'll find this the most fascinating video you've ever seen. I've seen a lot of videos on the New World Order, on end times prophecy, on the secret societies, but nothing that is as gripping as this video. It's 2 hours and 20 minutes. Includes many of our good friends like David Bay and Carol Matriciano and William Stell and Dave Hunt, but you don't want to miss this video. Let me recommend it to you. It's got a wonderful, in many ways, inspirational message with a realization that we have a part to play in what's unfolding at the present time. Well, with us this afternoon is Mike Perutka from the Institute on the Constitution. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927 or 1-888-24-LIBERTY out across America. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And certainly it's impossible to understand what's happening as far as Judge Roy Moore and the Ten Commandments monument there in Mobile, Alabama, unless you understand why Judge Moore was willing to defy a federal order. And it was simply because the federal judge had no authority in this matter, according to both the First Amendment and the Tenth Amendment. And yet, Judge Moore was attacked by every major means of communication, and many of our so-called religious leaders from major institutions saying, oh, no, what a terrible thing. We are a nation of law. We have to be a nation of law. And yet, of course, what law? And that would be the question I would ask you, Mike. How can we address the what Judge Roy Moore did, and whose law is he appealing to?
Well, thank you. The really heartbreaking thing for me, as I've watched and been involved tangentially in the Judge Roy Moore, Chief Justice Roy Moore situation, is to hear him called the lawbreaker in this case. To hear him called a lawbreaker and somebody who's not respecting the rule of law is it's the kind of thing that just makes the back of your head want to blow off. It's just so sad and so wrong and so evil and so perverted. Nothing could be farther from the truth than that he is the law keeper in this situation. It is the federal judge who's the lawbreaker, and let me explain why. Just as briefly and maybe simply as I can, Alan Keyes, I think, said this as best as anybody. He said, the First Amendment says, Congress shall make no law, okay, respecting establishment of religion. In other words, Congress is out of this picture. Congress can't touch this deal. The whole idea of religious expression, Congress can't approach. So if Congress can't make a law, how can a federal judge enforce a law that Congress can't make? This is untouchable by the federal government, by the central government. You can't make a law with respect to it. So how can Myron Thompson, the federal judge in Alabama, how can he make a ruling that makes it a rule of law when Congress can't touch it? So this is something that's a matter of jurisdiction. There's other matters involved here, too. But what Judge Myron Thompson said in his opinion was the state of Alabama cannot acknowledge God. And he said that's exactly the words he uses in opinion. He said the question is, can the state acknowledge God? And the answer is no. That's what he said. Now, the state constitution of Alabama, the very first sentence, consists of an acknowledgement of God. In the hearing in which they penalized Chief Justice Roy Moore, they began with a prayer. If a prayer is not an acknowledgement of God, and our delegate Don Dwyer from Maryland here was present there at that, and he saw what occurred, they began that with a prayer. Now, theoretically, the judges who ruled it should have been arrested for lawbreaking. Of course, that's ridiculous. The idea that you can't acknowledge God means that you can't have an American system of law. Our system of law is based on the acknowledgement of God. It's one of those very first presuppositions that we talked about earlier in the program. So the federal judge is way out of his jurisdiction here. He has no jurisdiction. And so when he makes a ruling, and by the way, his ruling was actually called an opinion. It's what it said at the top of the page. It didn't say rule of law. It said opinion. But his opinion is wrong, and of course it's not the rule of law. What the Chief Justice did was to uphold his oath, and uphold, which was to defend the Constitution of the State of Alabama and the Constitution of the United States, and he was loyal and faithful to that oath and to those constitutions. He is the law keeper here. And it just breaks my heart as somebody who has studied law and involved in political in public policy, etc. It just hurts my heart to hear Christians especially criticize the Chief Justice when what he really is a modern-day Daniel and an American hero.
And I think it's really so interesting that this was a kangaroo court. We can go into the back. In fact, if you get my latest newsletter, we go into the background of this hearing. But they would not allow any television cameras or motion picture cameras in the hearing. They would not allow anybody to record what was said.
Interestingly enough, Dr. Stan, the media didn't press to be heard either. Right. They didn't press to get in there.
Because they did not want the American people to know that this had nothing to do with the Ten Commandments monument. It had to do with the fact, can the state acknowledge God? Can a public official acknowledge God? And, of course, this was the very contention between Justice Roy Moore and Judge Thomas, or Thompson, or whatever his name was. Right. Myron Thompson, I guess. Was that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. And you want to read the transcript of the trial. We have that in our latest newsletter. And if you want to, don't take our newsletter. Shame on you. You can get it from the internet, and it'll be available in about 10 days on the internet. Or, of course, if you want to get a copy, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927 and ask for my December newsletter. I think you'll be shocked at what you read, at the transcript of the trial, and then how this whole situation came about, because nobody ever talks about why the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of his school. Everybody knows they did, but nobody will tell you why, and we're going to tell you why they took it out. And let's go right now to Mike, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Mike. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I got a question. This Roy Moore, Myron Thompson, he's got his courthouse right down the street from Roy Moore's.
Right. Well, that's the federal building, the one with the Greek goddess out in front.
That's my question. He's the one with the monument to Themis out front?
That's right. Correct.
Yeah, that's correct.
And
doesn't that explain everything? One guy against another, right?
Well, this whole thing is a manifestation of the fact that there is a conspiracy against the God of the Bible. There really is an organized effort to remove the acknowledgement of the God of the Bible from our society. And once we, all other gods are all right, Quetzalcoatl, the Greek gods. You can have, Muslim Quran displayed publicly in a public place, but don't you dare display either a Bible or the Ten Commandments. So, Mike, how would you respond to Mike's question?
Well, I think Mike is right. I would ask Mike to just elaborate. I think he's right on this point. He's making the point that outside of one courthouse, there is the pagan god. And inside the other building, there's objection to the God of the Bible being acknowledged.
Yeah. Now, people have raised a voice against this monument to Themis, and the media's not picking it up. Nobody's paying any attention. It just doesn't matter. We actually do have a pagan system moving against our biblical system.
You're absolutely right.
Sure we do. I'm sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
Well, I just think that there could be some real probing. I do a lot on my own. It's hard to connect all the dots. Eventually, you do connect them all.
Well, if you understand there's a conspiracy against God, it all makes sense. And you read about that in the Bible in Jeremiah 11:9, Ezekiel 22:25, the second Psalm. There's always been a conspiracy against God, and that's what we're seeing today. And the great tragedy is it doesn't seem our ministers understand that.
Yeah, well, why can't somebody get something going in the media? People have tried, I know. There's pieces on the net. There's lots of stuff, people talking about it. But
well, that's what we do all the time. Anyway, hey, thanks for calling, Mike. What are your thoughts? Would you want to respond at all in any way to the question Mike is raising? Why don't we do something about it? And, of course, how do you do it when somebody controls the media and when the average American has no idea that Judge Roy Moore wanted the television cameras in the hearing and they wouldn't allow it? And most people have never read what actually transpired in that hearing.
Let me say something in response to that that's I think somewhat hopeful, or I try to be hopeful, because we can talk about how bad it is, and it is. It's extremely bad. It is a spiritual war. It's being waged on a number of fronts, including law and public policy and the economy and et cetera. But Mike mentioned one of one of the greatest hopes here, which is the internet. There is an alternative form of news gathering and news compilation and news distribution. And there are many of them springing up, and I would suggest that you get outside the box of the NBC, the CBS, where you hear Peter Jennings and Dan Blather, and that's all you ever hear. I'd suggest you get out of that and get into that. Another hopeful thing I see happening in the culture, Mike and listeners, is the homeschool movement. I am greatly encouraged by young men and women that I meet, more and more of them that I meet, I should say, that are not victims of mainstream propaganda. And I very much applaud that movement and hope that it continues. It is probably a great threat to these powers that participate in this conspiracy. Stan, one other thing that I would suggest people do while we're talking about Chief Justice Roy Moore is the document that was his writ of certiorari to the Supreme Court is a marvelous document, I believe a historic document in American jurisprudence. Of course, the Supreme Court denied certiorari, but I think you can get this this argument, his brief, I should really call it, it's a petition for writ of certiorari to the United States Court of Appeals, or to the United States Supreme Court, excuse me, and you can get it, I think, by going to morallaw.com. I'm sure there's probably other places you can get it. But it is a marvelous exposition of this entire issue, and puts the lie to the chief as a lawbreaker here.
All right, and if you'd like to get the transcript of the hearings, you can find that at visionforum.org. That's www.visionforum.org, and then go to morallaw.com to get the other. Let's go to John, who's calling from Louisiana. John, do you have a question?
Yes, would you repeat that site to get that full text, please?
You want to repeat the site there?
Yes, sir. I think yours is better than mine, but mine was morallaw.com, morallaw.com. But I think you can also get it from Vision Forum, which is Doug Phillips's group. And I mentioned homeschooling a moment ago. Doug Phillips is a wonderful advocate and a very articulate advocate for the homeschool movement, and does a lot of conferences, et cetera, where he speaks quite wonderfully about the advantages and the correctness, the righteousness of homeschooling. But at any rate, his visionforum.com, I think, visionforum.com.
Well, there's two. There is a .com, but you'll find, I believe, it at .org. So
okay.
Try both of them, and they have certainly the entire transcript of the trial there.
I have not read the full text, but from what I've heard, I'm sorely disappointed that the good judge did not make an eloquent defense of not only himself, but his case, his God, and his law.
Well,
he had a marvelous opportunity to do that.
He did, and you just never heard it.
I haven't heard it.
Well, that's why you should get the transcript, and you should see what he said. God bless you. Thanks so much, John.
There's one other point. The whole scene smacks of a Thorn Smith case, of a courtroom case, where the man he had defending himself turned out to be his prosecutor.
That's right. Mr. William Pryor had promised he would defend the good judge, that he supported him. He told Governor Fob Janes that if he was appointed Attorney General, he would do everything he could to defend Roy Moore. And then, of course, when he got there, he was Roy Moore's attorney. He sat in his defense hearings, and then because William Pryor wanted to be a federal judge,
right,
and he was being filibustered, why William Pryor turned on Judge Moore, set up a kangaroo court, and you've really got to read that transcript.
Yeah, but
William, but one thing every one of you could do is write a letter to President Bush and say, under no circumstances should William Pryor ever be elected even to dog catcher, please withdraw his nomination for the federal bench. If you, truly support the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, please immediately withdraw William Pryor's nomination. Thanks so much, John. Let's go to Roger from Allentown once more. Quick question, because we're almost out of time.
Yeah, if I take it correctly from Howard Phillips, that his certiorari plea briefs were they shot down because he was really a direct threat to this federal power grab, where they invented the incorporation doctrine out of the 14th. And even if they would have wanted to give him a pass on a particular issue, I think they dare not do it for that reason. And the reason the Alabama, his fellows on the Supremes on that ethics panel, they got to go because this is their way of saying, not now, nor in 10 years from now, will you ever challenge this federal power grab? And that's why it's so essential. They got to go. God bless.
God bless. Okay. Well, we're just about out of time, Mike. Would you give that telephone number and website once again for the Institute on the Constitution? Because to our listeners out there, this is the most important single thing you could do, is get this information and start disseminating it.
Yes, sir. And I very much appreciate it, because then you can be as knowledgeable about these issues as some of your guests there and your callers, who are excellent. You go to iotconline.com, IOTC, which stands for Institute on the Constitution, but it's iotconline.com, or you can call us here at 410-760-9068, 410-760-9068, and we will get you hooked up so that you can have the basic understanding of American, what an American form of government, an American presuppositions, an American form of polity look like, so that you can know when you're seeing it and know when you're not.
And I think one of the most important things that will happen is you'll suddenly understand that you're part of something very unique in all history, and that is this great experiment in freedom that we've had here in America. And you'll suddenly realize that it's being taken away from you by an organized, orchestrated effort to conceal the truth. Such a simple truth as, we're not a democracy, we're a republic, and there's the difference, all the difference between night and day, between a republic and a democracy. Well, Mike, thank you so very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure, and we look forward to having you on our other programs here in the very near future.
Thank you, Dr. Stan, and thank you, listeners.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope that you really seriously consider getting the information from the Institute of the Constitution and setting up an institute in your home, in your church, in your club. And once these get started, and believe me, these are going out all over across America. They sent out hundreds of them already this year. Why, we're going to take America back. Well, this is Dr. This is a...
A very important book is called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working with an organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we were talking about my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. If you haven't read it, you really need to find out that almost 30 million people have already died unnecessarily, and another 42 are infected and will die. If you haven't read my book, the AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, let me recommend it to you. And then we have so many other wonderful books. If you want to understand what really happened when our troops attacked Afghanistan immediately after September 11th, and ask yourself why we didn't get Osama bin Laden, the wicked Osama bin Laden, the mightiest nation in the world with satellites that can read a newspaper from 100 miles in space, and we can't find a six foot Arab who's bigger than everybody else, towers over everybody. Well, the truth is we never tried to get him. Crude Politics, a wonderful book on Afghanistan, and the politics of oil is available from Radio Liberty. And then we have another excellent book. It's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Dr. Russell Blaylock. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. A great gift for your family or for somebody else. And, of course, we have a four-tape set that goes with that called Life-Saving Secrets. That's Life-Saving Secrets. So you can order either Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life or Life-Saving Secrets four-tape set, or get them both. And then we have Dr. Blaylock's new book on natural strategies for cancer patients. What can you do if you come down with cancer? And there are lots of things that you can do in addition to the conventional forms of treatment. Anyway, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and learn about these and so many other items we carry. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time why I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience, we hope many of you will decide you'd like to partner with us in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation or any nation conceived under God can long endure. So if you'd like to get involved, become part of our family, give us a call at 1-800-5-448-927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
If you'd like to get a free copy of one of our newsletters, you can call us at that number. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. The November newsletter deals with what's this all about, anti-Semitism? Why are we reading so much about it now? Is somebody coordinating a move to rekindle the fires of anti-Semitism? We'll be glad to send you that one. And, of course, my December newsletter, which will be out in another week to 10 days, deals with Judge Roy Moore and why the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools. We hope that many of you out there in the listening audience will give serious consideration to getting a Phonopoly set, because Phonopoly is a wonderful means of teaching yourself and your children, your grandchildren, how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. And most of these programs are $300, $400, $500, $600, $800. This one's $139.95, and in 16 hours, you'll learn more than most college professors know about the English language, and you'll improve tremendously, not only in your reading ability, but in your children or grandchildren's reading ability. What a wonderful gift, the ability to learn to read. That's called Phonopoly, and you get it by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's www.RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our radio programs 5 hours a day and not get very much accomplished. Or you can pull down our archive programs of over the last 6 weeks, and this program will be archived there as well. And you can look at all the various items we carry. We do carry the Big Berkey products, and if you buy them through us, well, you get a 4-tape set or a video that we have produced absolutely free as a reward for taking our products. And then, of course, we hope that you'll peruse all of the other items that are up there, my population control agenda monograph and the other things that we have posted, because we think it's important and they'll help you to understand what's going on. Pull down our letters. We work over those 10 days, sometimes even 2 weeks out of every month, but they're all well documented, they're all valid, and I hope that you will get our newsletters. Feel free to copy them and help us to get that information out across America while we still have the ability to communicate, because freedom is lost when a nation turns against God. And is there any question in your mind that America as a nation has turned its back on God? I mean, when a public official declares his dependence upon God, which is what the entire controversy over Judge Moore was, can a public official acknowledge God? That was the basis of this. Can a public official acknowledge God? And the federal government says, no, a public official cannot. Well, if a public official cannot, how soon do you think it'll be before you will not be allowed to? Because today, why, we're building a whole society based upon tolerance. And we can tolerate anything except intolerance, and there's nothing more intolerant than the Christian faith, because it says that we are the only way to eternity. That, as Christ said, I am the truth and the way and the life, and no man comes unto the Father except through me. Well, that's a pretty intolerant statement, and you're not going to be able to say that sort of thing much longer unless we reclaim our country. So if you're interested in, of course, helping in this battle, remember our number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and then we ask you to pray for America, because this is truly a spiritual battle, and there really are a dark and demonic forces out there on the other side. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. We ask you to pray for revival, and help us try to rekindle that spark of the belief all across America. And lastly, we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.